Okay, so we're just doing coffee and cakes at the Northern Area Dance Network meeting. I'm stood with Sharon Watson of Phoenix Dance Theatre from just around the corner. And I just asked her the question, what brings you here? And she answered well. So we're doing it again. What brings you here?
I have a responsibility to the sector to be here. My job as an artistic director entails many aspects of work that I feel is essential, important, and I've had my time in the sector, and it's one of those opportunities that I can use to give back. So I produce work, I develop artists, I work with young dancers, I work with mature dancers. I mean, in every aspect that you could think about, I do play a role, and it's important that not only is my voice heard, but I also listen to what the sector's got to say. And there is a big job to be done in terms of gravitating everything together to make a whole, yeah. Which is probably the kind of essence of where we are here, is to try and find out what that whole is.
So how do you feel about the notion of an artistic north for dance?
I don't see why not. I really don't see why not. I think one of the things that we are constantly challenged with is that whole, I don't know if it's a competition with the South, if it's a kind of perception that the North doesn't have the quality. We don't necessarily have the same kind of prizes and awards that give us that status. But actually, we don't shout about what we do well enough. And we are bigger than what we actually collectively, we can be bigger than what we do.
Because some of the meetings, the conversation seemed to be, or the thing that seemed to differentiate the North from anywhere else was actually what differentiates even parts of the South from anywhere else, which is if it's either us or London. So even people in the South East are going, we're outside of London, so we're competing in London. Do you feel in competition with London, or do you feel separate to that, or part of that?
I really don't. I mean, I think it's quite clear that we do lose a lot of our talent to the South, and there is that perception that the big city, and I don't know whether we should just leave the big city out of it. Because yeah. It does what it does, and I don't think that's going to change. Because when you're comparing the big city, you're comparing the big city with other international cities. You're not comparing it with Manchester. You're not comparing it with Leeds. So let them get on and do what they do. But I think together, I think there's something to be said about being proud, being honest and open and transparent about what we do in the North, and actually celebrate it. That's what we don't do. We really don't.
We don't shout about it.
We don't shout about it. And there's a lot of great stuff to shout about.
So with that in mind, what would you recommend that someone goes to see that's not Phoenix?
There's a number of things that you can go and see, and it changes constantly. That's the thing. You're kind of chasing things around the country, trying to kind of catch up and see what's happening. I'm not going to name one company, one organisation, but I just think even what can be considered as perhaps not so good or something that is emerging can inspire, can change. It can really give you a different sense of direction. So I would say go and see what you can and make an informed judgment about what you want that work to do for you. Go and
do it. Love it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you in a bit.
Bye.